Intertwined. Question whether the gay race is effective, which is really our most fundamental issue. But the secondary issue, if you will, with which we started, assuming the gay race is valid, may the man who's Jewish from birth marry the woman who converted, assuming the conversion is valid? So the Mishnah says no, if there were rumors about their being intimate before the conversion. Again, Rashi's reason is because it's going to confirm those rumors. And the Rashba's reason is because of the things like he's, people are going to say that, well, the response is the same thing, we read it inside, that he was converted, conversion for the sake of Znos, a marriage for the sake of Znos. Footnote asks, what's wrong with the marriage for the sake of Znos? Where we have the marriage the Shem Shemayim with the very high Madrega, but you know. So we explained, the whole thing is one big scam of Znos, Mitchila Vatzov. That's why I was not accepting that Mitzvah Aryeh that we read in the Arthur Apostle, who said that according to the Rashba, even if there were no rumors of illicit behavior before the conversion, it should be no good because they'll say there was conversion of the Shem's Nus. No, that's not the Shem's Nus. That's a conversion for the sake of being with a man. Okay? Many women want to be with a man. Because now it's not the Shem's Nus. They're fakert. They overcame the Yetzirah and they were not at all together and when she was in the status of a non-Jew. Fakert. Give him more credit. That's why I didn't want to accept that chukma. Fine. No, this is Chav Zayin. So how do I get the Chav Vav? Just go back.
Right click. Yeah.
You click here. I'm so sorry. We have Chav Vav and Chav Ches, but not Chav Zayin. That's the one we're going to. We're not gonna. Oh, there we go. So we left off. We covered quite a bit of ground yesterday. We are not finished yet. Where are we here? Middle of Hay, am I correct? I think we left. Oh, yes. This is something fascinating. Let's start from Hay again. Okay, we'll take it from the top of Hay. I saw the Beis Yitzchok. Chelig Yordeas, Chelig Beis, Shekosav Kein. The Kein and the Iker, Amduna de Muchach. Floshak was the Dvorm Shevelei Venim Dvorim. Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geirus. Sure. I want to tell you that there's some people out there who claim that this whole thing about Kabbalah's business is a fraud, which is perpetrated by the right-wing rabbinate. And the one they blame the most is the Beis Yitzchok. He's the one who started this crazy idea that if a convert has no intention to keep any mitzvahs, that the conversion is no good. Till his time, everyone assumed, as long as you went to the mikveh, and if you were male, you had a milah, no problemo. That's what goes on. A whole book is written about them. This book is also sort of written, not the one I showed you yesterday, but years ago in English, somebody wrote up and sent me a whole book saying it all starts with the Beis Yitzchok. And certain rabbis today in the world out there keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Only started from this Beis Yitzchok. It's all his fault. He was writing in the late 19th century. Until that time, it was assumed from Matan Torah and on, you become Jewish by saying, I want to be Jewish. You don't have to accept any mitzvahs whatsoever. Yeah, that's what's out there. Well, that's where to spend some time. Maybe there's some truth to it. There's some people who may hold that way. I'll show you some surprising sources that are unknown to most people in the world. We like to be intellectually honest. Seems to me, however, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the first person to wake up and say you need mitzvahs is Kabbalah is the Beis Yitzchok. We'll see soon as we go. Gam es tafik sham is very, very important. Beguf hadin. The mekablin bechutz midavarecha. It's a mefurish gemara in Bchoros. I feel a dictator of divrei sofim. So in his var mefurish, he gam diyevet lo havi ger. Doesn't say. It says ein mekablin. U'mishabas taflam and al mehillel tzas raya de mahani. Now we're going to have to understand what happened with Hillel. We left off yesterday. We really didn't have a chance to look and see what happened with Hillel, and we have to read the gemara and the Rashi exactly what happened with Hillel. What happened? Everyone knows Hillel was a great man. And there were three different cases in the Gemara, back to back. Three Gerim, Shammai pushed them away. Hillel took him in, and then the three Gerim met. And they were so excited. And they would thank Hillel. If not for him, we would not have been able to come Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. What a romantic and dramatic Gemara. But what exactly did the Gemara say? Maybe you should put this on the screen. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Just don't erase. I want this later, but just a regular Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Vilna Shas. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Then we can see it inside. Which has Rashi there too. Yeah.
Is this a different story than Chaim Wozer? Because Chaim Wozer was saying that Dafka Geras is considered Dvar Varam Shabbalim, and therefore Dvar Varam Shabbalim cancels it. But here he's saying it's under the Muhammad for the guy who's never.
Well, I need some Rashis too. So. Can you give me a Vilna Shas? I wanted to just people should once in a while to stop seeing Bar Ilan and seeing Gemara that we're used to. It would be helpful to the especially we need to have Gemara and Rashi. I'm sorry, it's hard to do that going through Bar Ilan.
I had no idea.
Bar Ilan doesn't have Vilna Shas.
No.
Can you get me a Rashi too?
Yes.
So you put it with Rashi. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara with the Rashi. Good. I'm sorry it's not in the traditional print, but it's fine. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Here's where it starts. Maisa, the Gemara is before about the bet, the famous bet. You know, when the guy's trying to bet, Hillel's going to get angry, he lost $400. Okay, that's not for Aryan. Nochu Yechabalim Tnei Shammai. Kama Torah Yesh Lechem. Shtai. Torah Shabuchsav, Torah Shabapet. Bechsav Yimamincha. Gaireni Amanash Talamdeni Torah Bechsav. Gorbo Votsia Benazifa. Get out of here. You want to become a reformed Jew? You believe, I don't think they believe it, but you want to become some kind of an improper Jew who believes only in a biblical Jew, a Karaite? You don't believe in Torah Shabapet? Out. Bolaf Nahila. Gaire? What's Hillel here? Just like this? He was Megair, a guy who's Beferish. He only believes in Torah Shabbat, doesn't want to be Torah Mincha, I don't believe you. Yomakama Omale, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Start teaching him. Lemocha Apechle, Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. Omale Vohesmo Lo Amrit Li Hochi. The guy was a sharp guy. He remembered from the day before that Hillel told him. Oh no. That Hillel told him the other order. Omalo. Lav alai didika samchis. The alpenami smoke alai. You lying on me. So if you rely on me that aleph beis gimel dal, not dal beis gimel beis aleph, gotta rely on me to toshav al peh. Wow. Rashi. Oh, let's first see. Yeah. Let's take a look. Hotziya ben Nazifa, the Tanya, habol lekabel divrei chaveres chutz midavar echad, v'chein ger habol iskayer v'kibel of divrei Torah chutz midavar echad, ein mekabel also, v'meseches b'choras lam nebeis, could you see it inside? Hele Garashi quotes it. Nu, what did Hillel do? Gaire, v'somach al chochmoso, shesofo, sheyargilenu, lekabel olav. Very nice. Threat the Hele Garashi to Gemara Bechoris. You can't do that. Chutz Midav Erech, it's no good. Says Rashi. To lo daim yoho l'chutz Midav Erech. Shelo haya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He never denied it completely. Ela shelo haya mamin shehi mipia gevura. What Rashi say? Gemara explains over here. Torah shabichsav, I believe you. Shabal peh, I don't believe you. What do you mean, I don't believe you? I don't believe you, Rashi explains, means I'm not so convinced that it's divine. Rabbi said there are too many of non-Orthodox Jews today who hold this way. Torah Shabbat, oh yes, divine. But Torah Shabbat is not divine. So this guy is one of those, Chevra. So that's what he seemed to suggest, to think. Okay. But he was not kofar. Didn't say it was true. Just wasn't sure. It was Mipi HaGevura. V'hilol huftach she'achashi elamdenu yismach olav. Apalei tashrak, whatever. La'al gansamchus minayat yodeh shizu alaf azu beis. Ash l'amad ticha v'samach talay. Dal penam yismach al devarei. And apparently at the end of the day, it was success. Okay, everyone got the Gemara so far? You see the Gemara? Is it clear? Gemara Rashi, clear. Yes.
The chinuch that a ger has to go through, does that have to happen?
Goes to the mikvah?
After the actual
gerus. Nah, he spoke. You saw the Gemara in Mam Zayin, it was on the Maram HaKomis. Meldia mikzas. Miktas mitzvos kalas. Miktas mitzvos chaburus. He accepts them. Right? We'll see later what that means exactly. And then you'll put them in the mikvah. And the rest we'll figure out later. Where's it derived from? I told you, Mamar Asina, Nasa V'Nishma. That's where it all comes from. It increases in Daf Ches, Daf Tes. Look it up. So, do we know all the Tayag mitzvahs? We said Nasa V'Nishma. Yes or no?
No.
No, of course not. We knew some of them. We had been given some mitzvahs. We had Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Aim. Some say Paraduma. The different various texts and Pashas, Bishalach and Rashi, which came before Matan Torah. We had the mitzvahs used to try. We had Korban Pesach. We certainly had all those things in Pashas Bo. A whole peck mitzvahs we had. You look up in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? How many mitzvahs come before Anochi Hashem Elokecha? You know, that's Anochi is the first, right? That's the difference. How many come before? Anyone know? Have any idea? Any clue? I think the number is 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. I think. But, so we already knew 20-something mitzvahs. Okay, so yeah, we know 20. And then we'll accept the other 500-something, whatever it is, whenever we find out about them. That's the Pashup Shah. This fellow seems to not have done that, right? Because he seemed to say, I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rashi changed the Poshup Shak. Poshup Shak in the Gemara is, Shabbat Peh ain't in my mincha. He's not, how should I say it nicely? He's atheistic. I don't believe you. I don't believe at all in Torah Shabbat Peh. I only believe in Torah Shabbat Chesav, and Torah Shabbat Peh is all garbage, as some people say today. Rashi tempers it. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, Lo yakov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the simple shot of Marathi was kov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe at all Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi tempered it. Maybe the reason why Rashi tempered it. What did Rashi say? Lo yamamen shimi pi agvura. I can't accept it on myself the belief that all of Torah Shabbat Peh is mi pi agvura. And he'll rely on you to be able to convince him. So what's Rashi trying to say? So there's a very famous book written by the Rosh HaYeshiva of our yeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lam Shlita. Who knows what book I'm referring to? The English book. Could be his first book of his sermons. Could be the first one. Anybody know? Shaul, you don't know? Faith and Doubt. You ever heard of that book? Probably put on the screen. Faith and Doubt. The first, if I'm not mistaken, what do they call it? The title song, article is the first one, I believe, Faith and Doubt, where Rabbi Lam focuses on this Rashi. If I can get it in the library, maybe they have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. They have the Rosh Hashiva, the English firm, or they have Hebrew firm. Are there any English firm in our library? In our Beis Medrash? Probably not. Okay, in the library, sure. It's Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lam explains what his understanding of Rashi is, that the reason why Hillel was able to accept this individual is because he was an agnostic and not an atheist. An atheist said, I believe there's no God. And now he says, I'm not sure. So he understood it to mean that he put the focus on Shelo Hoya Kofa B'Torah Shabbat Peh. He wasn't an atheist. He was an agnostic. He didn't know. Now Rashi didn't use those words. Rashi said, Elo Shelo Hoya Mamet Shemi Pi Agvura. If you look in Rabbi Lam's book, which I didn't have a chance to look in since I saw this Rashi. Anyone have a copy in your room? You won't say for the record how many people raise their hands. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The way that I was reading it was Shelo Hayamamin Shahimi Piakur was going back on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, agreed, 100%.
So he believes definitely that there is.
Oh. So that's how I learned Pshat in Rashi. I think it may be different than the Rosh HaYeshiva, so I'm a little bit careful. So I haven't seen his book yet. I saw it a long time ago. But I'll tell you what my pshat is. But what do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I don't understand what that means. That you're kofar b'Torah Shabbat, that he's not kofar b'Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe it's from God, then what does it mean that he believes it exists? And no one can deny that it exists. They're practicing some law. I mean, you could say it's made up, but no one can deny it exists.
Exactly. So let's try to analyze what is going on over here. Let me explain. I'll give you my pshat. I'll give you my interpretation. Rabbosai, my interpretation is that this Yid, this Ger, who Hillel was Megayer, he sat in the shtibel and he shuckled like everybody else with his talis, which is the only based in Torah Shabbat Peh, with his tefillin, that's avada based in Torah Shabbat Peh. I have no idea where he's putting it. He put it here, and he didn't put it here. It wasn't the Karoi. He absolutely conducted himself like any other Yid in the shtibel. It was indistinguishable from any JFB, FFB, whatever you want to call it. indistinguishable. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. He did not believe that Torah Sheba'al Peh came from Hashem. Not like Rabbi Lam, he was in doubt. No, that's not what Rashi said. He didn't believe it. At that point in time, he thought, well, the rabbis interpreted the Torah, the very wonderful rabbis, but it's not divine. The rabbis decided that what Bein Einecha means in your forehead, high on your forehead, and not between your eyes. Okay, maybe God meant it, didn't mean it. The rabbis, they're the ones who are the balabatim on the Torah, and they're not coming from Hashem. That's what he believed. And he followed the rabbis blindly. He was indistinguishable in his practice from anybody else. So that's me a shayla, Rabbi Osai. But that's also not a Kabbalah Samitzvah. He's a koifer, an apokoiris, a min. God doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh is min HaShemayim, is a koifer. Morid the Malamal, look at the Rav Nochel's tshuva. The answer is as follows. I'm just giving you a marksha. The guy was Mekabel Torah Shebiksav. He's not an FFB who decided to rebel against the understanding that we've had since Mamad Har Sinai, that Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mi-Sinai from Hashem. He was never exposed to that. So from that perspective, we'll call in our language a Tinin Shenishba, he grew up a Goyim. Hillel felt as follows. If you're logical, and you believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and you believe that there is Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the next step is to believe what the transmitters of Torah Sheba'al Peh say about Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, he believed in Torah Sheba'al Peh. He put his tefillin right over here, like all of us, not over here. Except the question became in his mind, come on, Hashem gave a Torah Sheba'al Peh to Sinai. Ah, come on. It's too hard to believe that Hashem would say so much to us at Tel Melech. He couldn't believe it. But logically, it's an inescapable conclusion. If you read the defenders of the faith of the 19th century, who were there to fight against those individuals who had rejected Torah Sheba'al Peh, from the reformists and the Bible critics, etc., 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 such as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rav Sham Shmuel Feuerl Hirsch, most of these fights were taking place in Germany, out the battlefield, and the Malbim in his own way. The whole Malbim from Tchila Vatzov is really trying to explain you can't learn Torah Sheba'al Chassav without Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's really what the thing with the Malbim is all about, from the beginning to the end. So it's illogical. And in fact, Hillel knew this Ger was a logical fellow. He jumped to conclusions he didn't understand that the Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mipi HaGvura. And in short order, Hillel convinced him that it was. Nope. So the question is, but the person was not Mekabel Kol HaMitzvahs. He said, Chutz Midavar Echad. Here's the answer. The answer is as follows. He didn't deny Torah Sheba'al Peh. He did not believe, at that point in time, he did not believe, as Rashi explained, he did not believe that it was Mipi HaGvura. Which means, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance. What does that mean, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance? It means Hillel was trying to convince him that the two Torahs, Torah Sheba'al Chassav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, he wasn't yet at the Madrega to fully grasp what Hillel was telling him with respect to Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know why? Because Hillel didn't have a chance to fully explain himself what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. So Hillel understood that the chesaron was not really in the Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. The chesaron was in the Hodah. When we saw yesterday in Achiezer from Melchem Deshlomo, Hillel had not yet explained to him appropriately that why it was muchrach, it was inescapable to assume that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was from Min HaShemayim. He didn't tell him all that yet. Yes, he said, I have Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't believe you. Which Rashi explains, he didn't believe, if it meant he didn't believe, he didn't do it, he put his film down here. He's not a ger, chutz darechad. But he put his film here. He just at this point didn't fully understand that it's Min HaShemayim. So Hillel attributed the chesaron to himself. I wasn't maldiah him properly. He did a hodah and a kabbalah upon a hodah. So here, I try to explain to him, he had two Torahs, so I'll explain to him, I'll finish the hodah, And why would it have to be a Kabbalah? Kachaver. Allah base gimel dala tough resha. Yeah. That's my interpretation. Yes, sir.
Is it possible maybe to say that Kabbalah and mitzvos is really just that is a Kabbalah to do them, not necessarily what you actually
Okay, very good. So Ben is taking a different shot. Maybe Kabbalah and mitzvos is only in what we call in our language today, forgive the expression, orthoprax, not orthodox. Everyone knows what the word dox means. Anyone from Greek can't talk about the Greek. What does dox mean? I think dox is more has something to do more with thoughts, or than with practices. That's why I haven't taken Greek, but that's why I was led to understand. Orthodox has more to do with deus than has to do with meisim, and therefore that's they changed the word to orthoprax. They're people who keep orthodox practice, but their beliefs are not appropriate. It seems to me, Yaman, even though I hear what you're saying, I wouldn't say that. I would say if a guy walks in and says, I don't care what you're going to tell me, I'll keep every one of the 613, but I don't believe that they came from Sinai or they came from Hashem or this didn't come, that individual would be inappropriate to convert such a person. And if you need Kabbalah and mitzvahs, he's not Makabal the basics, whether it's called Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether it's called Pentishkach, you know, about Mamad Har Sinai, or the Lo Sosu Yom and the Small, whichever one of the 613. Some of these deus are involved in the 613 as well, right? So I don't accept what you're saying. Although I hear what you're saying, I don't think it's necessarily correct. In any event, Rabosai, the Beis Yitzchak thinks, okay, are we going to go click off? Oh, I'm by behind. We'll click off by some divine. I'll get back. How I get back? Torah Shabbat Peh, you see? Torah Shabbat Peh knocked off the screen. How I get back to the Gemara, to the Achiezer? I want to go back to Achiezer. How do I do that? On the bottom? Okay. Thank you very much. Simon Chava. Press here? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. You're teaching me slowly but surely. Okay. See, I trust you. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know how to run a computer. I rely on you to press this button, to press that button. You're my rabbis, yes?
So, how do we understand the word kofar in Rashi? What is
that? I'm sorry. Eineno kofar, Rashi said.
Yeah.
Bitorah.
So, kofar means to deny with knowledge?
Right.
As opposed to ma'amino is to not.
That's right. The way I understood it means he was insufficiently trained to understand the depth of what Torah Shabbat Peh means. And Hillel was convinced that just explain, he's a logical guy. Just explain it. Alabez Gimadat. What was it? He gave an hour and a half shiur klali. He said, Allah bez gimel dat. The first shiur took 2 seconds. Next day he said, Tav shresh shin resh kuf. What? That's enough. 2 seconds enough to convince the guy that he has to believe in the rabbi completely. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. The whole system makes no sense. Okay? That's how I understood. Back here. We're in hay. Now, okay. V'yesh litchos. 2 words in Achiezer. V'yesh Litchos. Again, he says over here, Kevan Shabidiyev lo haviger ech kiblo. I want to tell you that this raya of the Beis Yitzchak, that he wants to suggest this, is given by the Netziv in a very little known tshuva. A little known tshuva. I'm curious for my information. You have a Bar Ilan? Meshiv Dover. I'm pretty sure Meshiv Dover is on the Bar Ilan. But I'm just curious how many halakim they have. And I think that the reason that the people who study Bar Ilan and make books don't know about this Nasiv, I'm guessing it's not in the Bar Ilan. Four, correct. There was a chelik hay, which I guessed was not in the Bar Ilan. You can see where all these books come from. They're all generated by Bar Ilan. Because you can see what's not in Bar Ilan, it's not in. This is such a. For those who know, this is. The Nasiv says something which is mind boggling. I have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to look at it yourself. It's Chelek Hey Simon Mem Vav. Towards the end. I'm not going to read it today, unless it comes with early. I don't think we'll get to it. But you read that. If anyone writing this book would jump on this Kemotzei Sholol Rav, but they weren't Motzei it. I was Motzei it. Someone tipped me off that this tziv exists. Not in the Bar Ilan. Okay? He says along these lines, based on Gemara Bechoros, that if a guy does not, again, he's learning over here that the only time it's no good, again, But the Eved, he says, no, but the Eved clearly would be good. Derived from Hillel. He accepted derived from Hillel, the Dinaziv. Chayez says, Yesh Litchos. What's Yesh Litchos? I think, according to what Rashi said, is Yesh Litchos, the way I understood the Rashi. Okay, I have to look at Rabbi Lan's book and see how he understood it. The Uyun Shah, Shehevi Raya, they have one of the Zoras, Samach Dalim at base. To Sphere La Acherim, to Machlovas Chachovim and Acherim, to Gertoshev, who Shekibel Olof, call our mitzvahs hamuras b'torah chutz mi'isa devela. How do we paskin? Anyone know how you paskin with the ger toshev? Anyone know? Seven mitzvahs is enough. The difference is, what is it? 612 to 7. It's a difference of what? 605 mitzvahs. To be a ger toshev, must you accept 612 or 7? That's a pretty big difference. It's 605. Okay. Chacham anachem fight. Says the Beis Yitzchak, v'yisalka daitach the kibul olav chutz midover echad haviger, amai haviger toshav, ho haviger gomor. The guy accepted 612. Just the veil is, he could not go to KFC and McDonald's. He's had to go. He wouldn't eat chaz for sure. You just eat the veil. Huh? Is that a good riot? What do you think? Is it a good riot? He says it's ridiculous. Ain zaraya klal. That filum name of the key and kolat Torah who mol gam came, but you don't have to do the ger toshav. Aval halo tovah. The ain at filum in mitzvah satora she yisroa mechuyeba memelad lo havi get. The guy didn't go into the mikvah. He didn't go into the mikvah. Or as others put it, even if he went to the mikvah, he never wanted to become a ger. He can't become a ger against your will. He wanted to only be a ger toshav. In a chinami, if you would accept the 612 and want to be a ger tzedek, maybe he would be a ger. Ger tzedek would be too much. Ger issues Yisrael, he'd be a ger. Ubi the Rashi the Mukayos the Mavur the Mefarshim Shalom Mol Gam Kain. Uyin Birushami Yevamas Perikches Shmuel Brabchia Brab Yehuda B'Shem Rachinim Ger V'Toshim V'Galgul Imoim Yud Beis Chodesh Im Chazav Arei Yofev Im Lav Arei Yud Gugoy L'Chol Dover. He thinks, therefore, that the raya is no raya. The Beis Yitzchak's raya that he is a Jew is not that he's. Excuse me. That he is. What? Which raya is the raya? That's what. That it's. That's no good even by the Yemen. It's not a good raya. Ach misvara nira. The cave in the Kabbalah, the mitzvahs ma'akev, bevadai b'inan shikabalov kol ha-mitzvahs, finished. Even be the kuva. So the Chaim Moshe comes to the conclusion that ma'akev b'diyem. Only one thing. Elo sheyesh estapek im eino mekabal diktuk echa mitnevei sofrim. The yefshad the menat Torah aviger, cave in the kibalov kol mitzvahs ha-Torah. Only doesn't accept the Rabbonis. V'ulai cave in the middle of the Rabbonis asnayo below sasur, havik imasnal divrei Torah v'torachim. Now Rabosai is the famous Malchus, the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs. What is included in Lo Sosur? Rabbinic interpretation, the Ramban, or even rabbinic innovation. So when you say Chutz Mitzvah Sofer, it depends that it includes both. So it'll be the Ramban Kedisday, the Rambam Kedisday. We're not going into that right now. Bottom line, Rabosai, we saw today, he's saying that what? That he thinks it's Makif. So the guys, we already had seen earlier, though, that Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't sure how do you translate the words mekabel chutz midavar echad. What's that question? That question was, let's see where I can find it again. Now I'm lost here. Maybe it's later. Okay, let's start from Vav. Linyan halacha. Bipshuto nire. She'ein lebezin kosher lekablo legeris. Kevin shekavanos l'shemishas. V'gamacha shenizgayra asurlo. Mitzad nitin ala nochus v'nizgayra lo yisena. U'ma shechoshesh malas kfoy teroso. Shema tovu lefnei reformer. Emes adam. Shezeu chashash godol. She'es reformer lo tia hageris kedos. the mavur b'smir meish samaches siv gimel the kabbalah samitzus ma'akevus im eino b'yom uvishloshu b'chuliyam v'raizev bezn posel v'edim psula v'gam di'etz the kabbalah samitzus im perushim shal ad a farmer b'deoseyem the kakozvos hare ein zeh kabbalah samitzus v'davar l'chutz v'davar echad. Yeah, so it's a bad thing if they go to reform. Mikom akom ein lanu lachash hazeh. It's not our problem. But our bezin kosher is dakek rak bofanim hamuvorim beposkel malocha. V'gamel tzader lahatir isura zuta kadesh lo laver amaret isur chomu. K'mo she'omru be'erben daflamid beis. As the Marashdam says and the Marach Tzanz. So let's say naver lechatchila isur derabonon. Oh, he gives you what it says. Isur derabonon kadesh lo yaver al isur debol anochus. He's saying question. Maybe the rabbis should do an Aveira. What Aveira should they do? They should watch it. What's the Aveira? Megayer someone Lishamishus, Aveira number one, and Aveira number two to facilitate the marriage, even though it's a nitan. Do these two derabonans in order to prevent the guy from doing the derisa of marrying a non-Jewish woman, she needs to die.